Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, Sean Pendergast, Seth Payne with you on a Football Friday, and joined as always in the 720-ish segment by our good friend Brooks Cabina of the Houston Chronicle. Good morning, Brooks. How
morning.
Are you?
I'm fine. How about yourself?
We're doing good. It's great to see you as always. Pep Hamilton met with the media yesterday. He had some interesting answers. Was asked about the usage of Dameon Pierce, self-scouting, things like that. It feels like the microscope is getting more and more focused on Pep Hamilton here with the offense 4 weeks into the season. What was your big takeaway from him yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit interesting because I asked him about the usage between Rex and Dameon Pierce and Rex Burkhead in the backfield. Obviously, the 4th-and-1, and he says, yeah, I mean, there's a tendency there, and I think people are picking up on it. We just got to do some self-scouting on that. And they do self-scouting on Mondays.
That it's going to be a pass.
That it's going to be a pass in that situation, which, I mean, we've been talking about that the week leading up to it. It was surprising that that didn't seem to be on his radar. So that was interesting.
One thing he said in that answer also was that, hey, early in the season, there's not a lot of data. And I think what he was alluding to was that other teams aren't necessarily jumping all over tendencies early in the season. Because, like, the worst of it is, one of the dumbest people I ever knew in football was Richard Smith, the defensive coordinator, who would say things like, in this situation, out of this personnel and this down and distance, they are 75% run. And he'd be like, they've been in that situation 4 times. You're the dumbest person who ever lived. Like that, because it could easily be 50%. Like, well, they'll do it 2 more times, and it could easily be a passive. Yeah. It was so annoying. So I think that early in the season, they don't go too much into it. But I'm with you, Brooks, on the confusing part of it. It's that, like, nobody's scared of Rex Burkhead as a runner. So defenses, whether the tendency is there or not, like, they're not going to be nervous about Rex Burkhead, the runner.
That's the guy who just ran for a 75-yard touchdown. You know, he's going to be the one that they think, okay, they're giving him the ball.
Right.
And 4th-round pick, he's the guy that's the starter. In the game. I mean, and I know they're 10, so it wasn't like 1 out of 3 out of 4. I mean, in short yardage situations, they'd had 12, and Pierce had been the one that carried it 10 times. And he had gotten 7 first-down conversions. I mean, that's enough, I think, to show a trend, even though it's still small.
Yeah.
But even if you had watched the tape for the first 3 games, you just had to watch before the Colts, and then Rex was in the game for that. And then the game before, whenever it was 3rd-and-1, they passed to Rex. So there's tendencies there available.
Yeah.
So that was
right. Yeah, they're tendencies that are rooted in, like, obvious personnel differences, and that's where the fact that on Monday or Tuesday, Lovie Smith just flat out said the reason Rex was in the game was because they had a pass called.
Right.
Like, I this is what
immediately
I'm
immediately after
I'm
the game. Yeah,
right,
ask them.
Tell me if I'm crazy or not. Is it possible that they're just trying to set up the Jaguars to be playing heavily into the tendency?
Reverse psychology, baby. Yeah.
That'd be a quite the long game to not win 2 games to try and win.
To try to dupe the Jags. Well, but you got to keep this 8-game winning streak alive against Jacksonville. It's really important.
That's really important.
Brooks Cabine is in studio with us, Houston Chronicle. The flip side for the Texans, we just touched on the issues, one of many issues offensively. On the defense, the linebackers have been a huge issue of all season, but of late especially. The Chargers tore them up. Chargers tore them up this past weekend. They've been a problem all year. They get Christian Harris back. What do you, based on Lovey's answers to a barrage of Christian Harris questions this week, what do you expect Christian Harris's usage to be like this week?
I'd see him being a rotational player at most, if he is active at all, and being involved in the special teams. It's not one of the things that you can take away. The biggest takeaway for me is that he's healthy.
Yeah.
Every coach has said he's, and Lovey Smith said he's as healthy as he can be coming back from the hamstring. So that's the big thing. I mean, he was going to be someone coming in. He ran a 4.4 at the 40-yard dash at the NFL Combine, and he can provide that speed in the linebacker core that's not presently there. But so the only thing that's kind of missing there is how quickly can he get into the defense? And two practices in, the coaching staff has tempered expectations, and it seems like they're almost like trying not to say, yeah, he's not ready. I do think I wanted to clear this up too. Miles Smith, the linebacker coach, Lovey's son, yesterday asked him, okay, so if your defense is obviously struggling, and are you willing to just put him out there because he's an upgrade physically? Because you're saying he's a physical upgrade. And he's like, no, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that because the problems on the defense have been positional communication issues. It didn't have anything to do with Christian Kirksey and Kamagrugia Hill not being physically able to make the play. They were there, just didn't make. There was a mental gap, a communication barrier, something like that. And if Christian Harris, after two practices, isn't prepared for it, he doesn't feel comfortable as a coach. He said it's just not professional. Put someone out there, he's going to struggle just like the other guy. So, against Jacksonville, he would have had to have a stellar week to start. Number one,
sure,
he'd have to have a really good week to play significant snaps, and I would just probably think he'd be more of a rotational guy. And if he starts to play really well in the game,
yeah,
continues to stay out there, and it might take a few drives to get back out there.
That's where I guess it's a lot easier when you're on the outside looking in for me. But if I've got veteran players who are making boneheaded mistakes and not playing their responsibilities, and they're not actually great football players, my next question is, why do I need veteran players here if you guys aren't playing like veteran players? I can bring a rookie in to screw things up. So this whole culture of like, hey, we'll have the veteran guys that'll help out the younger guys. When your veteran guys are the guys that are the problem, you lose that kind of tutorial benefit.
Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting point. And that's what was interesting about the front this year. We talked about it before. It's like all of the veterans and we talked to Kamagrugia Hill earlier in the week, and I asked him, because the whole offseason was based on, okay, a second year in Lovey Smith's system. And that was the interesting thing, too. Whenever Lovey Smith was promoted to head coach, it's like, okay, well, what's going to change on the defensive side? You had a lot of issues last year, and now you're seeing them again, and you're seeing them from the same players. So in some ways, the argument can be made that experience for a younger guy, even if it's not good, it will in the long run, because they keep saying, okay, and Miles Smith said it yesterday, there's no substitute for on-field experience.
Yeah, take your
lumps. So if somebody's going to screw up, maybe the rookie, and he can learn from it and move on. But, I mean, I don't think that's probably going to happen. They're trying to win the game, and they feel like they have people that are more prepared. Yeah. But, they run a lot of three linebacker sets, too, sometimes. Yeah. They did a lot last week. I could see a situation where Christian Harris is that third linebacker.
Yeah, it'd be fun. You know, just to see him get out there, get another one of these rookies integrated into the system here. Brooks Cabina in studio with us here on Payne and Pendergast. What did you make of the release of Pharaoh Brown earlier this week?
Well, it's a situation where Jordan Akins was playing really well.
Yep.
And you have Tegan Quatoriano on the injured reserve, and they hope to see him at some point this year.
Yep.
And, Pharaoh Brown throughout. I mean, he's been on the team for parts of three seasons, and he had two touchdowns in 2020, none since.
Yeah.
He had a 30-yard reception last week. I mean, they just were moving on with that,
It's just wild because he was, didn't it feel like Lovey was kind of anointing him the starter during training camp?
He was, and he was talking a lot about how he could progress. He said he was probably going to have an all-pro year. I mean, he called it for himself, and he just wasn't producing that
way. He was a little off on that.
So, I mean, it was not so surprising because of the production that you see O.J. Howard throughout the past 3 weeks. He's the guy who has that prototype size, who's been blocking really well, who's been producing in red zone situations. And the rest of it, they're trying to maximize that. Jordan Akins makes sense. He's in Brevin Jordan. He's eventually going to come back from that ankle injury. So there's some crowdedness there, and they have, like we talked about last week, the roster. They have seven guys on the injured reserve that have to come off eventually. Their cap space strown. They saved a little bit of money by releasing Farrell Brown. A lot of it, and talking to Lovie Smith over the week, they had, you know, differences is what he said. So, you know, there was something behind the scenes too, I think, whenever they're talking about, like, what are we getting out of this situation? And then the Browns signed him pretty much immediately.
Yeah.
So someone else thinks he's productive and maybe just didn't think he was getting the most out of it here.
So the Jaguars they're actually the fourth overall team right now in DVOA, It's like overall team efficiency, which I feel I don't think any power rankings have the Jaguars fourth overall. What is this team? Are they potentially like better than mediocre, or is it just a deluge of turnovers that have put them where they are right now?
No, I think they're much better. I mean, because they've played really quality teams. I mean, they were beating a undefeated Eagles team last week until like things came back, and I think you look at the defense. That's probably one of the number one things is how their front seven seems to be really stout, and that's why I'm interested to see how Damian Pierce in the run game works. I mean, we've been talking about Pep Hamilton and how he's able to adapt in game as well as knowing his own tendencies. I think the Jaguars are really good defensively, and that's been some of their issues in the past couple of years. Funny what happens when you have a lot of money to spend and you can start bringing in some guys. Also, I think Trevor Lawrence last year, when you were looking at him, sometimes he looked a bit lost in the scheme. I mean, especially that first game against the Texans. I know that's a rookie's first game, but...
And Urban Meyer was the coach.
I mean, he looks sharp. He looks like the number one overall pick.
Yeah. From a couple years year ago. Two, number one overall pick. He's got a lot of work to do still, but he's progressing for
right.
sure.
So, I mean, I don't think it's fake. I think the Jaguars are a team that could contend for the AFC South, and the Texans obviously aren't there yet. So, that 8-game win streak against the Jaguars.
It's in jeopardy, for sure.
Yep,
absolutely. Brooks Cabina, Houston Chronicle. What do you got going on in the Chronicle this weekend?
Well, today published a story on a guy named Mike Redmond, the guy behind the scenes for the Kickers. Funny, I didn't really know this, but I'm sure everybody doesn't really know how footballs actually end up on the field. Kickers have their own balls, which is news to me. But between... quarterbacks, they have 24 in a game. The NFL, three footballs get sent to the stadium every week in a box, and equipment managers meet with an official an hour before the game, and they've got an hour to scrub the heck out of the ball. And he goes
the
to
kicking
a secret,
ball?
Yeah, the kicking ball.
Okay.
So Redmond, that's a story on him, and what was funny is talking to Kymie Fairbairn, and he was like, yeah, you know, he's integral to our success because it helps the sweet spot. And he's like, yeah, we take care of Mike. And I said, how do you take care of him? He's like, you know. We take care of
Yeah, you take care of
So that's in there.
Tip the staff.
Jonathan Alexander, my beat partner, he's got a story on undrafted free agents and practice squatters. That's an interesting story, too, because there are a lot of people on the Texans who have that. Broken leases, Airbnbs.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of life.
Okay, I'm into that story, too.
There's a lot of that with the Texans, so I think it's interesting.
Yeah. Man,
Airbnb has changed that in a way. Oh, that's interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
So Davion Davis is in that story, and he was in Cleveland and had $1,800 a month on a lease, and I think he had to break his lease to come back to the Texans.
Wow.
In that story. And I'm curious, too, like, did the Texans, because I had to do that once for a job. I was like, they have enough money to pick up the tab on that, right?
Yeah, but you got to be careful. That could wind up on the cap. I would hate for $1,800 to be the difference between getting a key free agent and not, you know?
I think the moving expenses are, the team would probably try to pull that line on you. Mm-hmm. And the problem is you're not really in a position to, as the undrafted rookie free agent or whatever, the journeyman, you're not in a position to be like, hey, I know this is allowed under the CBA. Give me that extra $1,800.
I don't know, man. I feel like there's a team in the NFL who'd be like, nah, okay, here you go. Well, Texans.
They're all playing in fear, too. That's the other thing. I think Jonathan Owens was in that story as well. Obviously came up from the practice squad, made the full active roster, and one of the telling quotes in that was like, I still don't feel safe.
Yeah.
People wondering whether they're going to move on and what the team is going to play without them. So that's a really good story. I enjoyed reading that. So that'll be in the paper soon as well.
Good stuff.
Online. HoustonChronicle.com.
There it is. HoustonChronicle.com and at B Cabina, right?
That's right.
At B Cabina. KUBENA. Good Twitter follow there for Texan fans and football fans in general. Safe travels to Jacksonville. We'll talk to you on Texans Countdown on Sunday.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.